Good afternoon or good morning, everyone, depending on where you are. Welcome to Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More Life. I am your podcast host, Era Jackson, and our goal here at Infinitely More Life is to provide you with information that is rooted in the Word of God that is going to inspire you, influence you in your daily living, and impact yourself as well as those around you on a daily basis in a long-lasting way. Now, I am joined today by Wendy Castle of Eagles Nest Church. She is the worship minister there, the worship team leader there, one of many. Director of music, I guess, is that how you put it there?
Well, sure, I'm one of them. We have quite a few.
Yeah, it's a whole family thing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. It's an amazing family at that. So what I want to do is just remind you all that if you are inspired by this podcast at all, please go ahead and share it with others. Invite others to subscribe along with you. And if you are so moved, feel free to become a financial sponsor as well. Wendy, it is always a pleasure to see you and talk with you. How are you today?
Great. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Era, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really am glad that you took time out of your super busy schedule to join us today. It's just always a joy. Your family is amazing. Tell me about Eagles Nest. Now, for those that don't know, I know, but Eagles Nest Church is a small family church led by your parents, Tim and Colleen Winter. And the worship team, if I'm not mistaken, is all related or pretty close, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah. So, and those that aren't truly blood related, they're adopted. So,
right, so pretty much.
That whole church is one big family. I just love everyone there. So when did the ministry start with your parents? Before you were born or?
Well, it's all really intertwined. My dad, Tim Winter, was called into the ministry at the age of 17. He had an amazing encounter with the Lord while he was deer hunting. And long story short, the Lord called him into the ministry. It's where he gave the Lord his life to. He said, if you give me a buck, I'll give you my life. And it was the last moments of that deer season. And his family had been going through some crazy miracles of how God was pulling them into the kingdom. And so my dad jumped in the river right then and there. God gave him a vision. He encountered the Lord. A buck showed up at that moment too. And gave the Lord his life and heard the Lord tell him that he was going to be ministering and traveling and ministering in other places and countries too, which has happened. So that's kind of where it all began. That was before he married my mom. My mom grew up in a ministry family as well in Illinois. And Colleen, she's just amazing. She's, my best friend, my mom, and my dad as well. I'm so thankful to have grown up in such a solid Christian home, and just can't say enough to honor them and how the Lord has used them in our lives. I have two older brothers, Stu and Mitch. And so we've grown up really close. We're actually all next door neighbors, and it wasn't planned. It was something God did. I live next door to my parents, and my oldest brother Stu lives next door to me, and my other brother Mitch lives next door to Stu, and we're all married. Both my brothers have three kids right now each, and so it's really fun. It's just crazy. It's kind of saying it all out loud, but that's kind of current and where it began. Eagles Nest started in 1999. God gave my dad another vision during that time about a church that's called to fly, among other things, and gave him the name Eagles Nest Church. So it's really a church that equips the saints to have others encounter the presence of God. And it's really a church full of leaders. And when you're there, your family, and you just really grow so quickly in the Lord. And we work with other churches in the area as well, and really, really love just the unity in the body of Christ. We're about, our mission statement is to bring generations together to encounter God and tell people how good he is. So it's really just that simple commission that Jesus left us with, and leaving his Holy Spirit with us. So that's kind of all of it in a nutshell, just about the church in general. But the worship team is another story too. But
that, yeah. You know what? That is an amazing background. And this is my third year, really, just knowing you all and being around you. And the more I am, the more I just love you all so much. And you're right. Your mom is, how could she not be your best friend? Right. You know, I mean, she is the epitome of patience. She's just so smooth and laid back and just always a smile on her face and a kind word. You know, and then your dad on the other side is always busy, always moving, but always a kind word and a smile on your face. And the generosity in your church and your family is just amazing. And we're actually going to talk about that coming up a little bit more about the Promised Land and the Joseph Project and things like that. So we're joined by Wendy today on this podcast because we have our annual conference coming up in February. This year's conference will be called Freedom Harvest. Please feel free to go to Eventbrite and look for tickets. They are on sale right now as we speak. This conference will be virtual this time, and it is February 26th in the evening and then February 27th. You're welcome to join us virtually, and there will be interaction and things of that nature. And the Anointed Eagle's Nest worship team will be there. And this is our third conference, and this is our third year that Eagle's Nest worship team is joining us. It's almost like our house band, right? We wouldn't have it any other way. So tell me, Wendy, why did you guys decide to partner?
Kind of, it's frozen on my end, so I'm waiting for it to stop glitching. Oh, there we go. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. So why we chose to partner with you, Era and Carrie Reichardt. So we just love you guys. We love you so much. I met Carrie and her husband, I think three or four, maybe more years ago now. I'm not even sure. It feels like I've known her and you for so much longer, to be honest. Just really genuine people you are, and down to earth, really anointed. And just, you love the Lord and you follow your call that he's given you passionately, just like he calls us to lay down our life and pick up his in return and walk that out in freedom. And you just really empower people to walk in the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, in the freedom, like this upcoming conference that we have in him, and that inheritance that we have in him. I just love how you both exude that. Your testimonies are crazy powerful, stories of God's love and just his grace, his glory. And you live your lives as a testimony to his grace and his authority in you. And also just, you know, you give him the glory through your life. So I love that. Your life is worship, and that's what it's all about. So yeah, we love you guys.
Yeah, honestly, we loved you guys back, and we, Carrie and I and Shawnee and everyone else, all of our speakers and authors here, we recognize that we are where we are only by the grace, love, and mercy of our Lord and Savior. And we owe it all to him, because nothing we do is by our own power. It is all because of him. And so we recognize that. And we just want others to recognize that despite what they're going through, the Lord is with them. Jesus is with them, and he will see them through. And this is temporary. Temporary. You know, we all know the Bible says that, you know, pain comes in the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
And so we are here as testaments to that fact. Absolutely. So we, you know, we want to talk about the conference coming up, because every year we're raising money for an organization, which is Mercy's Light Family, a subsidiary of Infinitely More Life. But this year we're partnering with Eagle's Nest Church, and we're going to benefit the Promised Land. Tell me all about that amazing ranch.
Sure. And first of all, I want to honor you guys and honor the Lord in your life. So thank you so much. Really, really is a blessing, and just really blesses us that your generosity and your hearts for the Lord. But the Promised Land Ranch and Preserve is an outreach that Eagle's Nest Church that we're affiliated with, that we support more so than, and we're not really technically affiliated. It's a separate entity. It's a separate nonprofit, but we definitely support it. We have a number of people in our church that are a part of it or that volunteer there on the weekly Saturday volunteer days. But the Promised Land Ranch and Preserve is something that my dad started with my brothers. And it's another family venture, really, and has become a community venture. It's in Menominee Falls on Main Street, on Maple Road, kind of on the corner there in Menominee Avenue. And its vision is really about living well and in wholeness and loving land, really is the basic mission. There are horses there right now, and sheep as well. We're looking forward to having more wildlife there, but it's about just being in nature and enjoying the healing that can come from God's creation and his glory in creation. And we have a heart to see people set free from things like PTSD and just having equine therapy available for anybody with special needs and different things like that, and hiking trails. There is a mini golf course of 18 holes and a little clubhouse there that where we can rent out and use for different community events. This past Sunday, a local Methodist church had their church service on the land. Actually, they bundled up and wanted to be outside on the land. So that was great for them. Just a lot of stuff that is in the works and in the vision set right now, you know. It has been, it's land that has been vacant for a number of years. So it's a recent acquisition and something that we're weekly, that people are weekly really putting into to restore and rebuild. And it just, you know, takes time and finances, but the vision is from the Lord, and it's big. And there's a lot of people we're finding that have a similar heart that want to partner with us. And so we're just so happy about that and excited to learn and to grow with others in the community. So,
you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking, I thought of something first, but I'm going to go back to this last statement about it being a big vision, big dream. That's because our God is not small. If he gave you that vision, if he gave Tim that vision, there's a reason it's big, because it's not Tim's vision. It's not the Winter family vision. It's God's vision, right? Yes. Nope. So we're going to go as big as God says. We're going to go with everything that he says that we're going to go big with. But when I was listening to you talk about being on the land and healing, being in nature, it took me back to Genesis. Man was placed in the Garden of Eden. We're meant to be in the outdoors, in community with God.
Right.
What better place to have healing and connection to God than outdoors, right?
Yes, yeah, so good. So
that's perfect that you guys are doing these things. And I hope more churches come and have retreats there and church services there and just whatever, you know, that they need. Because when you are in creation, in nature, in the outdoors, you are supposed to be more connected.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you're right where he placed us from the beginning.
That's so
right.
Cool. Yeah.
So I want to know a little bit about you. I know you're a teacher, and what do your brothers do? If I recall, both of your brothers work at Harley.
Yep. They do. I have two older brothers, Stu and Mitch. Stuart is actually our worship director at Eagle's Nest Church. I'm one of the worship leaders. We all kind of have different, you know, roles, but it's church's family. Everybody serves the Lord and different ways. So Stu plays the piano, the keys, synth. He's been doing it most of his life and sings and wonderful, wonderful and anointed songwriter and leader in worship. Just so, so gifted. And my brother Mitch plays the guitar just amazingly. And and he writes amazing song lyrics. I mean, he's a such a gifted songwriter. He actually used to be an actor and model previously. So he's really gifted with people and just, he's got this really awesome personality. And I mean, he could just preach up a storm and just, he's so gifted in so many things. And, and Sue just preached this Sunday. So he's really anointed there as well. My husband is the drummer. My husband is David. And they're all three of them are in finance. So my husband is in financial securities and, with the BMO Harris group. So he works with kind of approving and denying, you know, all sorts of financial things and paperwork. And both of my brothers, Mitch and Stu, work at Harley Davidson Corporation in finance as financial analysts and senior financial analyzing and things like that. So they are just full time. All of us work full time. I work for Elmbrook Schools. I'm the orchestra director at both of the high schools there and also teach music production. So all of us work full time. And then, you know, we love the Lord full time too. So we do ministry. We jump into the Promised Land Ranch and Preserve and relax along the way and have a lot of fun on life together. So we have a band, The Bright Rising, together as siblings with my husband as the drummer. I play violin and I sing, I write as well. And my husband's amazing. I'm biased. He's the best man. I mean, he's awesome.
Naturally.
Yeah. So we just have so much fun doing life together. Both of my brothers and my brother-in-law, who is David's brother, Ian, he plays the bass and guitar and sings and writes as well. And he's also, all of us are ordained in the ministry. So all of us have spoken or preached in the past and traveled on mission trips together. So we have a story that's just intertwined from, you know, my parents knew my husband's parents before we were even born, before they were married. They kind of did youth group together and met with different church functions and things. So it's just a really big sort of story of God putting people together and establishing family on earth like he did in the Garden of Eden, you know, and that is his design, just to have family and to have his children just get along and share his love and doing life together. And I tell you, it's amazing being in the world too, as far as having a job at a school that's not even a parochial or private school, just to be able to share the love of Christ there just by the way you live. And same with, you know, everybody else that does that too, just encourage, like, that's your mission field.
Absolutely.
That's your ministry, whether that's being a stay-at-home mom and your children are that mission field. It's just, it's so important to remember that too, that it's not all about, okay, the highest call is to be a pastor or a worship leader. I mean, I think there's going to be so many people in heaven with crowns and these brilliant jewels on their crowns that served in kitchens and places that we just, where we never even knew what they did, but they obeyed what God called them to do. And they washed his feet by doing that. That's your worship. And, and so for us, worship is about the posture of our heart and just bringing ourselves, all of us, to him and laying that down at the feet of Jesus, like Mary did. And
choosing
over the world, you know? And yeah, so our worship team is larger than that. There's Stacy is my sister-in-law. That's my husband's sister. And she leads so anointedly as well. And she'll be with us, as well as some others. Nathan's our adopted brother, and Nick as well. And Stacy's husband. So it's just, and we have Kathy Mano, who's, she babysat me when I was a kid.
I love Kathy.
But yeah, it's family, and it's a picture of the family of God and how, you know, the global church is just one big body of Christ, one big family.
Well, and the Bible tells us, just as, you know, these are my, Jesus said, these are my brothers and this is my mother. And whoever gives their life up to me is my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
Yes. So there you have it. I mean, you're all family one way or another, even if not by blood, but by the relationship you all have with Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
And that makes everyone family. You know, I want to tell you, you've given everyone else their accolades and their anointing. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you are so anointed. I see it in you every time I witness you playing your violin and singing, and just the way you worship God from that stage gives me chills every single time. You know, my favorite picture of you is from our conference this past February. You just had to stop playing. You just got down on your knees and you just surrendered your whole moment to God. And it's just, when you pray, the Spirit is there. Your whole entire worship team, it's just undeniable, undeniable. And we love to have you guys there because you bring the Spirit in even heavier. And we know this conference we had in February was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we owe that to you guys. And, you know, just the preparation ahead of time, how we as a team prayed and we just gave it to God. And we said, you know, just have your way, Lord. This is your day. This is all about you. This is your conference, not ours. And just like you said, titles, you know, pastor, okay, evangelist, okay. But what about the person, like you said, in the kitchen after church, yeah, serving dinner? What about the person that's doing the food pantry outreach ministry? You guys, speaking of outreach, you guys have a lot of that going on. I want to take a super quick break and hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll talk about everything else that Eagle's Nest is doing, okay?
Sure, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. One moment, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you weary, lonely, hurt, angry, fearful? It's no wonder with all the political, the media, the societal changes, we're all some of those and a lot of those, and it's not your fault. We have something for you. The Freedom Harvest Conference is coming up February 26th and 27th, and we are going to be celebrating Purim. We are going to be studying Esther. We are going to study where she was and how the Jews were about to be all annihilated, and how she drew up the courage to approach who she needed to approach to get the hope that she needed to for her people. And we're going to start out where we left off last year, celebrating. God has done amazing things in the last year, and we're going to celebrate those things and all that he's doing this year. We look forward to seeing you. We cannot wait. We have been praying for you and with you. Join us at the Freedom Harvest Conference.
From our sponsors. Welcome back, everyone, to Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More Life. Once again, this is your host, Eric Jackson, and I am joined by Wendy Castle of Eagle's Nest Church here in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Wendy is one of the worship team leaders at Eagle's Nest Church, and they are going on again for our upcoming conference in February called Freedom. Harvest 21. So Wendy, when we took the break, I wanted to go a little deeper into Eagle's Nest Church and the outreach that you all do. I know you have a food pantry. I know you have clothing down there. I know you have school supplies. What don't you all do there?
That's a great question. You know, I'm not the best one to talk about it, but I will do my best. They are awesome, awesome volunteers that serve in our food pantry. And you're right. I mean, it really shouldn't even be called a food pantry anymore because there's so much more. What happens is we pretty much have a drive-through service on Sundays where our volunteers get masked up and they've got their clipboards and they help get families what they need. We have a lot of families that drive to our church just for that after our service is over. And they come from all over Milwaukee and Tulsa and the Falls, Brookfield, Butler. And then we have them, you know, we get them food. I mean, stuff that costs a ton of money for families at the grocery store, you know, meats, just really good stuff. And different canned goods and really anything you can think of. There's a lot of seasonal things that come in. I know in the past we've worked with places like Aldi and Target and Walmart, and just Feeding America is our huge one that we support and that partners with us for it. And I guess we're one of the largest in the area. So it's really awesome just with, I don't have the stats, I wish I did, of the pounds of food we've been able to bless families with, but it's really about being the hands and feet of Jesus. And he says, when you clothe people, you're clothing him. And when you give bread to people, you're feeding him, you know, and you're doing these things as you do them as unto the Lord, you're doing them for Jesus. And so that's really the mission there. And it brings my dad to tears anytime he brings it up, and our other volunteers too, Don Whitney and my grandpa, Bob Winter, Kathy Banna's really taken a lot of the lead in this whole thing, and Scott Pesney and others. And a lot of times they'll prophesy and give words to people, pray with them, lead them to the Lord, and do deliveries to homes too. So it's really outstanding.
Wow, that is something else. You know, it's amazing because your church is like the size of a ranch house, but it's so big. You know what I mean? It's really just so big. And it's just amazing the amount of things you all can do there.
Yeah, praise God.
Something else. So, you know, I also want to talk about the Joseph Project. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. Project Joseph, it represents a farmland, and it's actually behind where we grew up. There are about 79 acres of cornfield, soybean field, as well as some barn ruins and some woods and a snowmobile trail, different things like that. So that was a project we named Project Joseph, just with that vision in mind. It was inspired, I think my brother Stuart and my dad got that word from the Lord, and one of our other elders, Mike Herbert, about, you know, just seeing barns overflowing and filled just to bless the people. So the mission there is organic farming and organic produce and keeping it from pesticides. And we share a lot of that with our food pantry people. There are local farmers in Menominee Falls land and area that still do farm that area. And they're just amazing. I got married there by the barn ruins. It's just a beautiful land filled with God's presence. And there's vision there for some hiking trails and different fire pit type areas for our youth and things like that. So it's just a really, really neat expansion of the church. And we've had some events there too. So,
okay. That's fabulous. You know, again, I just can't say enough about you guys. The camaraderie, the connection, the love is so abundant among you all that you really, truly all shine with the love of Jesus. You really do. And when you're all together, oh my goodness, it's bright.
Thank you.
And say that again.
Right back at you. Same to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So, you know, we couldn't ask for a better worship team. And like I said, I don't know who we'd have if it wasn't for you guys. And so we just appreciate your partnership every single year. We love that you embrace the mission at Infinitely More Life. And we certainly hope that people will tune in. I wish we could have had some clips of you guys. And between the Eagle's Nest worship team and then the band you have with your siblings, that That band has some CDs out?
We're actually all digital right now. So you can find us on your favorite streaming service or iTunes. It's called The Bright Rising and affiliated with Eagle's Nest Church. But yeah.
Okay. And is that just the sibling, right?
Oh, can you say that again?
Say that again. I said that the Bright Rising is just yourself and then your two brothers, or are there others?
Gotcha. So the Bright Rising started with my two brothers and I and my husband, David, since before we were married and before we were dating, and also my brother-in-law, Ian, but Stacy typically joins us and others as well. So it's kind of turns into Eagle's Nest Church a lot, but we've in the past done a lot of different, even secular arena, music, you know, shows and stuff, and shared the love of Jesus that way, just as a band. So.
Okay. So what is next for Eagle's Nest Church? Because again, this is a family church and ministry. So I know that you all agree and discuss things, but what's next for Eagle's Nest Church? Is there expansion on the horizon? Tell me, what's going on?
Sure. So we're really still, you know, about encountering God and telling people, and this year has been outrageous. And so we've actually, we've been really thanking the Lord because this year has really helped us grow and expand in our live streaming capacity. And we're still fundraising for certain things. And, you know, Project Joseph Land isn't fully funded. And we're thankful we are mortgage free on our current building campus in Brookfield. We'd love to make some major updates to that building or just move beyond it. But right now we're just, you know, thankful for where we are and looking forward to whatever God has for us in the future. And we've been partnering with some area churches for some worship events and just have had a lot of invitations lately this whole year to minister in worship. So we're looking forward to continuing that and just helping others grow into, you know, what it means to be worshipers in spirit and in truth, and just helping local believers just be equipped in that way and bringing the presence of God in a raw, genuine way. And just so people can experience how amazing he really is and the fullness of him. And especially just with this whole year, it's just been, we've seen him do so many awesome things in the area. So we're looking forward to what he has in the future in, you know, when we're able to do mission trips again and when we're able to expand and put forward some funding there. Most of it's gone to some live streaming equipment this year. But I tell you what, it's been an awesome year where we have all just learned so much and we've grown so much, myself included. And I cannot wait to see the explosion of God's goodness in our region. We really have been pressing in. We have Friday night prayers at 7 p.m. and that intercession team too. And they meet Sunday morning as well, just pressing in for this area and believing that God is going to do some explosions of people experiencing his presence and his healing like never before and breaking some walls and barriers down that have strongholds that have been here for a long time. Just declaring his freedom. But you know, it starts in you first. It starts in your own heart first. So we're raising up a lot of champions and leaders to be able to share his goodness as well. And I really can't wait to see where it takes us in this next season.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. This year, despite COVID, I think it's been amazing for a lot of us. We were just talking about that, Shawnee and Carrie and myself, about how we've all grown personally as well as professionally. And this year I was just talking to someone in a different podcast interview, and I said, you know, everyone talks about this being the year of vision, 2020 vision. And honestly, this is the year of vision, but God said, your vision is to be set on me. And this whole COVID thing is not a surprise. I really, really feel like it was meant to make people turn back to him.
Totally.
And those that were believers are believers. And then they like, where are you, God?
Right.
I think they had a wake up call too.
Yep.
You know, despite, you know, God, you said you would never let anything come to me that would harm me and everything like that. But I've lost my job, or I've lost my son to COVID, or whoever. But there's a reason. And it's just to make us all understand that we can't rely on ourselves. We have to turn in a year of vision, but it's spiritual vision and spiritual clarity and focusing our eyes on where we need to focus on, not all of these worldly things going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much racial injustice this year is heightened, and, you know, economic downturn has happened this year, and job losses and housing losses, but it's all going to work out for the good of those who love him.
Yep. Yeah. I heard at the beginning of this year, I heard the Lord say that it was going to be a year for reset in January. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely been that, just resetting mm-hmm. our focus, like you were saying, on him where it matters. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
You know, I'll tell you, you mentioned your intercessor team too. And we all know that Sharon is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Sharon Blonick, she's amazing with her visions. You know, and I was at your conference, your women's conference, Lavish, and your keynote speaker there at the end, she put it out there to Stu. I see Stu. I see you rising. I see you and your anointment just going further. And she's not kidding.
Right.
So what you're saying, to have all these expansions and all these things, well, I these don't surprise me.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we're humble. Sorry, I think we just Zoom is so exciting sometimes.
It is. Yeah, no, I just said I don't think Stu is the only one that his anointment is coming into full gear. I don't think he's the only one. I think there's more of you to come.
Oh, amen. Thank you. We receive that. And same mm-hmm. to you guys as well.
Yeah.
It's been great connecting with you, and really appreciate you so much and everything that you guys are doing.
Well, we appreciate you too. And I agree with you that 2021 is going to be a breakthrough year. It's going to be a year full of the fruits of the Spirit and the Lord just coming into the full vision for those that, you know, believe in him and that can see his working. And I think we're going to see him working even stronger than ever.
Amen.
I really do.
Yep, I believe it.
So we are going to wrap this up. I really, really appreciate you joining me today in the middle of your workday, actually, for those that don't know. We're in the middle of her workday, so she's in a basement, I think. So what is it, a work closet? Aren't you in a closet or something? You hid from the kids.
Yeah, I'm in one of my students' practice rooms.